Aditya Birla Fashion may pay 100 crore rupees for majority stake in Baywakoof. Aditya Birla Fashion may pay 100 crore rupees for majority stake in Baywakoof. Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail, ABFRL, is in the final stages of acquiring a controlling stake in apparel and accessories brand Baywakoof for about 100 crore rupees. By doing this, ABFRL is marking its entry in the direct-to-consumer, D2C, segment. Mumbai-based Baywakoof has been out to raise fresh capital from financial investors. Both companies have signed a non-disclosure agreement and they have also finished due diligence. The team at Baywakoof is also moving to join Aditya Birla's new firm, said a senior executive, who did not wish to be identified. Among the oldest D2C brands in the country, Baywakoof clocked annual revenues of about 250 crore rupees. Since inception, it has raised 187 crore rupees in funding from investors including InvestCorp, IVCap Ventures and Spring Marketing Capital. The decade-old company was last valued at 482 crore rupees, as per Traction, a data platform for privately held firms, indicating the sale to Aditya Birla as at a highly depressed value. India is a hungry market for apparel brands, especially with youngsters increasingly embracing Western-style clothing, a segment where Baywakoof rules. However, over the past few quarters, the company have been looking at strategic buyers and invest to fuel their growth plans, said the executive. Image source Money Control, ABFRL declined to comment while Baywakoof did not respond to ET's queries. In June, ABFRL set up its D2C entity TMRW and said it will acquire as well as incubate 30 brands in the next 3 years. The new firm, which is acquiring Baywakoof, is part of ABFRL's strategy to build a portfolio of new age, digital brands across categories in fashion, beauty and lifestyle segments. The D2C sector, which boomed during the pandemic as more people shopped online, is expected to see a spate of consolidation, industry executives said. We are surely going to see a lot more such deals happening in the near future. This also helps early-stage investors get exit opportunities at a time when larger funding rounds look a tad challenging amidst a global economic slowdown, said Dianu Das, co-founder, Agility Ventures. ABFRL, which sells clothes and accessories from Louis Philippe, Van Heusen, Alan Solly and Peter England, among others, plans to enable multiple founders to operate within a synergistic platform that will have shared capabilities. During its earnings call last quarter, ABFRL said it will make 8 to 10 investments in early-stage digital-first brands by the end of this financial year and that its initial focus will be on broad categories of fashion. Although there has been a drop in late-stage funding, Indian startups are seeing an uprise in large corporates looking at acquiring established brands with great products and strong customer loyalty. This is not just strategic but also a natural growth path for these companies, said Abhimanyu Bisht, CEO, Venture Catalysts. Nearly 590 new D2C companies have set their foot in the Indian market in the past 3 years, and they have raised 6,700 crore rupees altogether, according to Traction, a market intelligence provider of private company data. The D2C market opportunity in India is expected to be $100 billion, about 8 lakh rupees crore, by 2025, according to experts. With organic and inorganic buildup, ABFRL's new venture will be initially incubated and funded by ABFRL and will subsequently bring in external capital to accelerate the growth journey at an appropriate time in the future, said a note by Nuvama Institutional Equities.